Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. The lessons learned in 2019 are valuable when preparing for the 2020 crop year. Rob Seco, agronomy manager Wayne Fifthian, says there are factors that could influence yields. If farmers are faced with another cold, wet spring, planting dates and maturity matters.
What I saw farmers do last spring, where they weren't able to get in the field timely, is they earlied up. And so they said, I'm not going to plant this full season hybrid anymore. I can't because it's now May 25th or, you know, May 28th. And they came back and got a hybrid that was 3 to 5 RM units earlier. And I think that's the right thing to consider if planting dates get delayed again. I would caution farmers from going to something that's 8 or 10 RM units earlier, because then I think they're just going to give up and leave yield on the table.
Fifthian adds, farmers shouldn't get caught up in the details when things don't go according to plan. He says there are other options.
One of the things that I'd be looking at right now with, you know, if I had a lot of fields that hadn't been worked the way I wanted was, you know, what do I need to do with my equipment? What do I need to do to be able to get the crop in earlier, even if that means not doing any tillage or going into a nice no-till? How do I adapt my planter if I'm not already doing no-till? How do I adapt it to no-till so I can minimize trips and take advantage of getting the crop in if we have another really late winter and it lingers on like it did a year ago?